welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad, you were recently on a podcast with, I know the host was Robert Michael Haley, and the podcast is called Relative Roads. Can I make a comment of what you wrote?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thanks. Also had a blast being interviewed on the podcast, Relative Roads, and talking with host Robert Michael Haley this afternoon. Probably one of the deepest podcast experiences I've been on. I don't mean to be rude. If you were hosting a podcast with somebody, just hypothetically, I guess, how would you take that?
I was having an entanglement, so... But it was what's funny because it started out like it was a 2-hour podcast. It was like an interview one, and basically for 2 hours, we're talking about like existentialism, humanity, like mental health, philosophy, life and death experiences, like trauma, people's social media, and like the human condition of like craving for attention and validation. Like, it was like the antithesis of what 20 Minutes with Chad was. It was just like...
Wait a second.
Really
what?
Like, when you listen to it, it's really, really deep.
So I shouldn't take any offense to that statement, is what you're trying to say?
No, because, like, 20 Minutes with Chad, it's just like two guys talking about life and kind of, like, entertaining people. We're basically, we just entertain each other and basically like two friends bullshitting pretty much. That's like what it is. And like cracking people up. And a lot of people like that, where it's just like, this one was more like if Joe Rogan decided to do something, because we didn't talk about anything comedy, like anything about show business or Hollywood. Cause like he wants me to come back and do a episode, which our original idea was like the struggles in Hollywood and being in a business. It was like more of a, like an in-depth kind of like expose type thing, where this is more like dick and fart jokes, still fun, and this is like more mainstream.
Oh, I just got dissed. This guy's Joe Rogan. I don't go deep enough. I'm not emotional enough. I got it.
She said... Did not go deep enough. I'm like, that's what she said.
Now, my question is, when your mom hears this episode, am I going to get a phone call of condolences from your mom saying, you know what, you can't hang out with my son anymore, he doesn't like you?
No. Like, 20 minutes with Chad is like, this is like my passion project. This is what it is. It's like, I have fun doing this. Like, this is just me being a comedian, doing jokes, entertaining as an outlet. This was, like, a very, like, you have to listen to it when a link comes out, because it was very, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it was, like, not your typical podcast. It wasn't, like, no, it's like, dude, like, when you listen to it, you're like, what? Like, it was really in-depth. It was more, like, on a spiritual level, even, like, but like metaphysical stuff, like, dude, it was like one of those where it's just like two people talking about that, like life and death and how our brain works. And it was people would be like listening to it, like, whoa, this is the different side of Chad that I don't show a lot, because when I show it, people always like, oh, Chad thinks he's superior, oh, Chad's an intellectual, oh, Chad's articulate, oh, he must be better drinking his wine, he's too classy for us type thing.
I feel the same way. I'm like, I read that and I'm like, wow. That is like literally seeing the woman you broke up with walking down the street with another man 30 seconds later. And you didn't know you had broken up until that moment.
Are you feeling like Will Smith right now? Is that what?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like, now you show up in the podcast, I want everybody to know Chad is drinking aloe water. Chad didn't used to drink aloe water. He'd come on the show and drink Canada Dry. But no, now he wants to drink aloe water and talk about his emotions.
I'm classy now. I'm fancy. It's going to be Chadworth Chaddington Chattles. But yeah, no, it's the it was an interesting podcast. Like I said, I had fun with it. But like I said, I can't like forget the 20 minutes with Chad. Like I like that show. It was just a kind of a different mindset. But yeah, it's like that. And I have another podcast that I'm supposed to talk on, which is like an adult model who does a site called Keeping Up with Kinky Kelly, it's called. And it's more like that type of thing. So it's more like fetishes and stuff like that and like, and other things. Because she also does like yoga and meditation and like shows us like spiritual stuff.
Well, that sounds deep and emotional too. So I should just stop. I think this might be the last episode.
That's what it is. It's like, so I'm trying to like expand so I have multiple audiences, so people be like, oh, this is interesting. That's what my goal is. It's like, talk to other people, because I like making connections with an audience and different audiences connection wise, where they'll follow me to this like show and they're like, oh, okay, he's an entertainer. Because first, I'm an entertainer. Second, I'm a storyteller. That's pretty much how I am. I'm not one of those people where I'm pro streaming and I'm pro like multiple platforms. A lot of people get mad, like, death of cinema. I don't focus on one platform. I feel like there's a bunch of platforms out there to be an entertainer and a storyteller. And that's pretty much the goal, is bring more audience to see my stuff, because I get a lot of people surprisingly like me. Like, even though I'm an asshole, people seem to like me, which is kind of weird.
Oh, don't worry. You've lost one today.
It's like, I'm going to, like, see, like, a penis coming out of my head or something on the bio. Is that what, that's what's going to happen?
You know what?
New headshot.
Just so you know, I can get to L.A. You can't come and get me.
True. But you got to find me in this COVID-19 pandemic ghost town L.A.
I know where you work.
My job.
And I'll just bring a box of gummies for the manager and I'll be good to go.
You're the future fruit snack, Chaz, Latina crush. She'll probably help you stab me, man.
Although you have cameras, but I'll be gone by the time anybody sees them.
Right, pretty much. Like, and she probably would help you too, man. Like, she probably will. Because, she, like, dude, like, I trigger her so much, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, she's like sick. She posted a pic of her as a kid on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, a little cutie pie. And she's like, trash. I look like trash. And I'm like, what? She's just like this little cute little girl. I was like, wow, okay. But yeah, so it's just like, it's funny. It's like, she gets all mad all the time. Like, everyone laughs. Like, how are you still alive? I gotta work for tomorrow. So it's like, oh yeah.
So, I have a question. You go for a walk every day.
Yes, that's correct.
Between, I don't know, let's say 10,000 steps to 18,000 steps. Somewhere in that range, usually.
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you have the same walking pattern every day? Do you see the same people every day? Do you go to the same Starbucks every day?
I do go to the same Starbucks every day. Because what I do is I do my 7 to 8 mile walk. It's the same route. I really don't see a lot of the same people, which is weird. I do that. I walk for 7 to 8 miles. Then if I have errands, like today, I do grocery shopping. I do my grocery shopping. I can get a lot because I don't carry it while walking. And then I go to my Starbucks, get my Starbucks to kind of like relax. And then I go home and I do my writing and stuff. And that's what I do. I have a real set routine. And that was like knocked out of whack the last 2 weeks because of my work, which is fine because I had to pay for my dentist. I had to pay for the lift rides to my cardiologist, which I had yesterday. I had to do a stress test, which is going to be another $50 to drive back and forth in 2 weeks. And then I have to go to my regular physician. And then my dentist, they want to do a root canal probably pretty soon eventually. So that probably goes with my stimulus. So I'm like, I'm trying to wait on that because it doesn't hurt. The tooth doesn't hurt until the fracture. It doesn't hurt, but it's, like, really sensitive to, like, cold. Nothing hot, not food or anything, but actually when something's, like, really, really cold, my tooth starts getting really, really sensitive, which is kind of annoying. but I really don't want to root it now, so I'm like trying to like wait very last minute for that. But yeah, I keep trying to do the same routine. It's just crazy.
Has anybody recognized you yet, wandering around, said, hey, that's the 20 Minutes with Chad guy?
Not yet. Only people that really know about it here is my job, people at Starbucks, and then bloggers and stuff in L.A., but I don't see a lot of those people because they don't like they live all over L.A., so they already know me. But a lot of people, just like my work, a lot of people listen at work. Like, a lot of people, like, there's two dudes at my job that love this podcast. They're like, you're always talking shit. I love it. So that's what I always say. That's what cracks me up. Like, because that's what I'm known for, like, talking shit. Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, since we're in the last minute, and before I want to let you go, because, I mean, people don't know, Chad kicks me off the air now if he doesn't like me, because we're not deep and emotional, as you know. I just want to put a shout out there to Chad's Latina crush. I'm available. You want to come on this show, I'll give you as much time as you want. You don't even need Chad to come on 20 Minutes with Chad, and I'll put you on the air with me. Because maybe we can become, deep and emotional and have like a connecting experience about Chad on my show.
I can see her doing that too. Oh my God.
So if you need us, that's extrafeatures@gmail.com and just say, hey, I want to be on 20 Minutes with Chad. I'm Chad's Latina crush. And that goes for anybody that Chad worked with. You want to come on and talk about Chad, you can come on here and I'll record you and I won't tell him. I promise. And he will find out when I put the episode up. And that's extrafeatures@gmail.com. Just put in the hashtag, I work with Chad. And we'll see if we can get deep and emotional. Goodbye, Chad.
Hey, guys. I have a special guest here. One of my friends from Sacramento who now currently lives in L.A., Chester Finney. Welcome to the show, bud.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Chattles.
That nickname follows me everywhere, man. Like, I went on, like, line the other day and I type in, like, on Instagram, Chattles. And there's, like, 6 million Chattles. So I was like, I thought it was unique and everything. And I was like, oh, there's hella Chattles on Instagram. It's crazy. So
I forget when that started, though. That was
years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, people call me Chattles for, like, a long time. So, basically, how long do we know each other? We've been friends for a long time.
Well, I remember the project that we did. It was that long-ass title that you had, and we did it in front of someone's front yard.
I forget the title, too. It was Andrew's house. It was Andrew's house.
Was it?
Yeah, it was at Andrew's house, yeah.
Because it was like a short 10-minute little thing that we did.
With Tajiru and Alex Shirley, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, oh, man, I can't remember the name of that. Like, because I remember the script really, really good, but it was just like, wow,
it was,
man.
Like,
that was a long time ago.
I think that was our first project.
Yeah, I think it was our first project, but I think we knew each other longer than that. I think we met... like at a film festival, I think. Yeah, because like I think I met you. Fuck, I see. Like, yeah, it was before Broke and before I moved to LA the first time.
Oh yeah.
It had to be like almost like maybe 15 years or something. It's crazy, man.
That, yeah.
Yeah, because like, I knew Andrew around that time, too. So, yeah, about 15, 16 years. Holy crap. Jeez. So, tell us what you do. What's your career field and whatnot?
Well, recently I've been trying to get into drones, getting that going, and being an editor. I went to film school, graduated 6 years ago now.
We're old, bitch. We're old.
Well, so, it's like I forgot what I was doing, but I was like looking at jobs a couple months ago, and I was like, damn, I graduated film school like 6 years ago. I mean, the school's not there anymore. It's gone. But
I had that. What was the film school name? Because I know a bunch of people went there.
It was the Art Institute.
Yeah, a lot of people went there. A lot of people, like, their degrees are, like don't have no credentials no more or something. It's crazy.
Pretty much, I feel like I have a bachelor's degree, but it doesn't mean anything anymore.
True, right?
And, like, when I heard that they went under, I was like, man, I should have just made that jump and gone down to L.A. to do L.A. Film School. Like, just recently, a couple months ago, I was thinking about looking into going to, like, New York Film Academy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's expensive.
See, it's expensive, but it actually is a really good school. I've done a few student films down there, and they actually pay their actors, which is really shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay their crew, too, because they get, like, real crew people. Like, it's pretty legit. Like, I've actually done some really good films. Only one student film I didn't have a good experience on, where I showed up. They told me it's going to be a quick shoot. It was, like, a small role. Like, I usually don't do small roles. Mm-hmm. I showed up, and I sat there for, like, 8 hours. I told them I had to go to work. And, like, oh, yeah, I'll be done. And we sat there for 8 hours not doing anything.
I remember you telling me that story, yeah.
And they lost my shirt. And they couldn't find my shirt, and I was like, and they were like all butt hurt, because they were also supposed to pay me for my lip ride and stuff, because it was out in Encino. So, and they didn't do that. I was just like, it was such a bad experience. And the producer was like, well, have a good life. You suck anyways. I was like, wow. Like, I hope this bitch never works again in L, like, ever again. Like, she was the worst producer I've ever met. Yeah, she was bad. But I was just like, I don't even remember seeing the film going out. And they spent like over $50,000 for that movie. Like, they had $50,000 budget.
Crazy. That's half
for a student. Yeah. For a student film.
That's half a the tuition there for a master's.
Well, we see, because they're out of country, they're like international students. So their government, she was from Kakistan, I think it's called. And with their thing, they have grants where they actually send their students to America to go to school, but they pay for your tuition and everything. But then you have to go back and work in the government for 5 to 7 years. Yeah, it's weird how they do it.
Interesting.
And so it was just like they do that. And then, but yeah, like, she had the money. Like, why not make something good? I have no idea. But but yeah, it was a bad experience. I was just like, never, never again. But New York Film School had a really good thing.
Well, because, I mean, I was looking at them and I was – what's up?
No, I was just trying to see if I have any audio issues because someone's loud in my apartment.
Oh.
Let's see. Okay, I think we're good.
Someone's having a good time or a different time?
No, it's just people, they blast their stuff and they don't have no respect.
We have neighbors like that. I was looking at New York Film Academy, and I was even looking at LA Film School, but they only have a bachelor's program, which I've already done. But that, like, when I was going to film school at AI, that's kind of like my dream, is I wanted to get into, like, cinematography and editing and, you know, come down to LA and make something.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen, and I found myself in news for a few years, and then we moved down here, and I had, like, for the last few years, I've been having to figure out how to go about this industry, because it's a different jungle down here.
Oh, yeah. It's very different than the Northern California indie scene. Yeah, it's like... I always tell people before they move down here, because I always get, like, advice. People always ask me advice, which I sit there. I'm like, why are you asking me advice? I'm not, like, this rich, successful Hollywood guy living in a mansion. But they always ask me advice. And it was like, I always tell them, like, don't move down here. You don't need to move down here to make movies. You can make movies anywhere and make money. You just have to put the extra legwork in. Plus, you have to have a budget. Like, actors.
Look, like Josh Pearson. I'm not sure if he's doing anything, but Deion Taylor.
Yeah, he just shot something, I think, in Tahoe during the pandemic.
I saw those pictures, which I'm surprised he got the okay to do, but that's a whole other deal. But God, wasn't there another curtain guy that's been doing a lot of shit?
Rene Perez, I know, is one of them. He does a bunch of low budget, like action B movies.
The guy that does all the black comedies does. Not Howard Carey. Unless I just see who I'm thinking of.
No, because like there's Deion Taylor, Josh Pearson, there's Rene Perez.
You know who I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I know who it is. Like, his name is slipping my mind.
But like, my point is that you could do film from fucking anywhere.
Brian Hooks, I think. Brian Hooks. I think
that name doesn't sound familiar. I don't know.
It's some. I want to say it's Brian Hooks, but it might not be. I might be thinking of the other guy. But yeah, it's like him. But yeah, there's people that could do that. And they bring big name stars to Sacramento and stuff. And even like, I have a friend who shoots stuff in Cleveland and all that stuff. And they bring name actors out there. If you have the budget, they will come. Like, a lot of people don't get that. LA is not like this big mecca it used to be or they make it out to be. They just want people to go down here to make stuff so they can spend money in LA. That's how I look at it. Because like even my buddies who work in like the studios and stuff, like, Chad, the only reason you're here is because you're an actor and a comedian, a writer, and you want to do television stuff. That's the only reason why I'm here. Because I could make movies. I could make a living doing movies. Like, even as a stand up, like, even though it was like between 2010 and 2012, 2013, when I was doing like actually consistent, I was actually making okay money because I was running like rooms and stuff, producing and booking shows. Like, I was making like $2,000 a month besides my regular job. A lot of people didn't know that, and that's what like a lot of comedians got pissed up there at me, because they're like, oh, you only been doing it for a few years and you're already making money. I'm like, yeah, because it's a business and I know how to do the business. Like, I know how to find people that are funny. And I was smart enough where I'm like, I'm an average comedian. Like, I feel like I'm better now that I've been doing it for longer. And my comedy writing's better, and my jokes and performances better. But I would always host a project. I would always host a show, do my jokes, get my time in, and then bring actual like seasoned comedians in the audience like that. Yeah. A lot of people don't think that way. They don't think it as a business. Like, oh, I'm just gonna tell jokes, and someone's just gonna happen to see it. And I'm like, it doesn't work out that way. And that's once again, it's like the LA jungle where there's so many people, there's so many fish in the sea. There's just like, you're not going to buy, because I even have an actress friend who thinks she's hot and she's like, oh, I'm going to get people just going to notice me. I'm like, no, I could throw a rock and hit 10 other hot chicks here. It's just like that they're actresses. Like, I go to Starbucks every day and there's like 7 hot chicks and they're like, oh, you know what? And I'm like, oh, what'd you do? Oh, I'm a model. I'm like, okay. So you're an Instagram model? Or you do TikToks? Like, that's what kills me. They're like, oh, I'm a comedian actor. I'm like, oh, cool. Where can I see your work? Oh, TikTok. I'm like, oh, fuck TikTok. I can't.
But that's just it, is that nowadays you can make a living from those apps now. It's not just like on the VOD and streaming. It's, you know, people make $50,000 a month on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm not knocking that. It's a whole different skill set, but it's just like people act like, oh, this is how you get your way in Hollywood. I'm like, no, there's just no right path. Some of them do. This one person thought they're going to be like this big superstar, and they try to transition to TV, and their show was canceled like that. And I was like, duh, you don't have the skill set yet. Like, it takes time. You can't, like, a lot of people who are successful down here, they've been doing it for like 10 to 20 plus years before. People don't get that. They're like, oh, it's overnight success. I'm like, no, it's not. They've been doing it for years. And like, so, but like, my next question is like,